Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hi, I am so glad you're here. I'm recording this episode in Mexico, and I decided it would be fun to do a big batch of podcast episodes. And that's just one of the reasons that I signed up to attend this workcation with a group of other incredible podcasters. If the sound that you're hearing in your ears isn't the same, maybe you're hearing construction noises or dogs barking, now you know why. If you're listening to this while it's raining, icy, or snowing, I'd love it if you would take a moment to pause, get some fresh air no matter what. The weather might be yucky, but you can still pop your nose outside and get some fresh air, and then ground yourself in the space where you are. Being present in your day is everything. If you receive my emails, you know I often ask you questions because I like to hear from people in my community. I want to make sure I'm creating episodes that are helpful. And if you're not in my community, if you haven't signed up yet for any of my free resources or the free coaches toolkit, I just have to say, why the heck not? It's easy to sign up. Just text coach, the word coach, to 1-844-246-6259. That's the word coach to 1-844-246-6259. Or you can click the link in the episode notes. Sign up and be part of my community. So one of the questions that I hear, and truthfully, a question I asked myself for a very long time as I was trying to decide about whether I should be a coach or not, was this one. And did you hear that word, trying to decide? Well, I'm going to say in this case, trying is not a very helpful word. I realized somehow I was waiting. Trying meant waiting. Holding off from making that decision, holding off from diving in. Does that sound anything like you? It might not be you deciding to become a coach. You might be trying to decide if you should start a podcast. You might be trying to see if you should go all in on TikTok, or trying to see if you should create an amazing program to offer your clients. Here's the thing. You're never going to know if it's just the right thing for you until you do it. I'd encourage you to decide. You can decide yes, you can decide no. Either is fine. But decide and then get moving. Once you start, you're going to know if it's a match for you or not. Anyway, back to this question. Are you contemplating becoming a coach? Well, then I have 5 questions for you. If you're on the treadmill right now, or you're running or walking the dog, or you're driving, give yourself a little reminder to come back and answer these questions when you're done. So the first question, have you ever worked with a coach? Have you ever had your own coach? Kind of a weird question, right? But surprisingly enough, if you haven't experienced coaching for yourself, you may not actually know what it's like. So you don't even know what you're deciding about. I've counted, and about 80% of the people who speak to me about starting a coaching business have never actually experienced coaching for themselves. It's kind of like you telling me, I want to be a driving instructor, but you've never sat in a car. So you're never going to know if you love coaching. You're never going to know if you want to be a coach if you've never tried it. Coaching isn't like any old regular conversation. The coach talks far less and asks questions, sometimes questions that really make you think before you can answer. So you've got to try it and see if you like it. So step one, if you've never been coached, it's time. Get coached, hire a coach, and experience it. Next, do you love personal growth? If I was to look at your browser history, would I find a whole bunch of books and articles on growth, psychology, self-esteem, spiritual practices, communication, and the like? Hey, if you want to be a coach, this is a profession. And I mean profession with a capital P. It's a profession where you need to continue to grow your coaching skills and your self-awareness. After all, how can we ask our clients to evolve and grow if we're not on the same path ourselves? Third, are you called to make a difference, a positive impact on the people around you? Because this is one of the hallmarks of coaching. We help people have more fulfilling lives. And when they feel more satisfied, more in tune with who they are, more aligned in their life, and they know how they want to show up in the world, make no mistake, we make a difference. In fact, we're transforming the world, one person, one conversation at a time. Fourth, do people seek you out to talk to? I mean, really. I know that when I used to work in corporate daily, every single day, people would say, "Hey, do you have a minute?" And then they'd walk into my office and close the door. Sometimes they just needed a compassionate ear. Sometimes they had something large or small going on. I found they wanted to talk about everything, not just about work. They wanted somebody to listen about their relationships, their money problems, their health challenges, everything and anything under the sun. And they wanted to talk to somebody who would listen to them and hold space. So, do you love to listen? Do people seek you out? Finally, fifth, have you always wanted to have a business or a side hustle and the freedom that goes with that? One question, right? If you're one of those people that has always wanted to be self-employed and you just know that you want to wake up excited, go to your workday every day because you love to do what you do. You want to help people. You want flexibility and you want to have fun doing it. So that's it. Those are the five questions you should consider while making your decision. And if you have already decided to be a coach, yes, good for you. And I bet that you, as you're listening to these five questions, I bet you're saying yes to every one of them too. So the five questions again. Number one, have you experienced coaching? Number two, do you love personal development? Number three, do you feel called to make a positive impact on this earth? Number four, do people seek you out, even strangers in a coffee shop, to talk to you? Number five, have you always wanted to have your own business and with it, the freedom to do what you want? If you answer yes to all five questions, then what are you waiting for? The world needs more coaches. Come and join us. All right, now I want to hear from you. What did you learn from this episode? Post a screenshot and tag me at Candy Motzek. Tell me what you learned and what you've changed to make it easier, more fun, more everything to do with you. I want to make sure that I help you decide if you want to be a coach and that I help you find your potential clients and build your coaching practice. I'm here for you, and your success matters to me. And if you want even more help, maybe you've had enough of trying to figure it all out on your own, or you've had enough of going to the Googles and finding all kinds of articles to read that are confusing, then we should talk. I'm the kind of person that I work with coaches. I help you build a coaching business. I help you sign clients. And most importantly, I help you believe in yourself and succeed doing something that you love to do. So click the link in the episode notes to find out how to apply to work with me. I can't wait to hear from you. I'll be back and speak with you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.